Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME in Nakuila, N-A-Q-U-I-L-I-A, Serrano, S-E-R-R-A-N-O. Nakuila Serrano presented to the office with a friend named Tony Polanco, P-O-L-A-N-C-O, to help serve as a translator. But according to the information obtained from the examinee in this fashion, Ms. Serrano is a 43-year-old woman who was hit by a bicycle ridden by a young individual. Period. She stated she then fell from the floor, hurting her back and neck. Period. She did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. This incident occurred on the playground. Period. She received physical therapy but did not undergo any surgery in this matter. Period. She is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. New paragraph. As per her claim petition, Ms. Serrano alleges on 12/17/21, she was struck by a student on a bike and injured her cervical and lumbar spine. Period. Medical records show she was seen on 12/23/21 at Atlantic Care Occupational Health. Period. Dr. Delice, D-E-L-I-C-E, noted she complained of neck and lower back and right shoulder pain, but the neck hurts the most. Period. A child in the class was riding a bike and she was standing. Period. The child accidentally hit her back, causing her to lose her balance and fall. Period. She does not have any head trauma or loss of consciousness and recalls the entire event. Period. After exam, she was diagnosed with sprains of the cervical spine, comma, lumbar spine, comma, pain in the right shoulder, comma, and contusion of the left thigh. Period. X-rays showed normal cervical lordosis with mild multi-level disc disease. Period. There were no fractures noted. Period. In the lumbar spine, there were no fractures. Period. There was mild multi-level disc disease with scoliosis, convex distribution. Period. She was placed on restricted duty. Period. She followed up here over the next several weeks. Period. On two eight twenty two, she reported no symptom of improvement since the onset. Apparently, she completed therapy as well as Mobic, Flexeril, and Prednisone without significant relief. Period. She complained of intermittent tingling sensation from the right neck to the right arm. Period. She was referred for orthopedic specialist consultation. Period. New paragraph. This took place with Dr. Zook on 2/21/22. Period. He noted her course of treatment to date. Period. She did not have any previous injuries to her neck or back and was working in a modified work status. Period. Dr. Zook recommended additional physical therapy. Period. He also ordered a lumbar MRI due to the chronicity of her complaints. Period. At his visit of 3/23/22, he wrote the MRI revealed a disc bulge with impingement at L4-5 and a disc herniation with impingement at L5-S1. Period. He recommended ongoing physical therapy. Period. Follow-up with Dr. Zook was rendered through 5/25/22. Period. Paragraph. She participated in physical therapy at Virtua Health beginning 3/23/22. Dr. Zook continued to follow her progress through 4/13/22 period. She had a cervical MRI by then that showed multi-level disc disease from C3 through C6. Period. And we need to insert the radiology interpretation of the cervical and lumbar spines. Period. On 5/25/22, Dr. Zook recommended neurosurgical consultation. Period. She did undergo the MRIs of the cervical and lumbar spine to be inserted. In the paragraph, she was seen neurosurgically by Dr. De La Soda beginning 6/27/22. Period. He found straight leg raising was negative at 90 degrees bilaterally. Period. The lower back revealed restricted motion in all directions. Period. The neck also revealed restricted range of motion. Period. She was neurologically intact. Period. He rendered diagnoses of cervicalgia and lumbar radiculopathy. Period. He wanted flex and extension x-rays of the cervical and lumbar spine. Period. On 8/29/22, he wrote these were done on 7/18/22. Period. In the cervical spine, there was moderate disc height loss and end plate sparing from C5 through C7. Period. There was no instability with flexion or extension. Period. Lumbar spine x-rays that same day were read as normal with no instability. Period. He also referenced the MRI of the lumbar spine and cervical spine. Period. He also noted the EMG of 8/1/22 by Dr. Youssef, Y-O-U-S-S-E-F, revealed a normal study of the lower extremities. Period. He thought she could continue working without restrictions. Period. In the paragraph, a neurology consultation was obtained on 8/1/22 with Dr. Youssef. Period. His plan was to perform EMG of the lower extremities and follow up with Dr. De La Soda. Period. The EMG was done on 8/2/22 to be inserted here. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper normal, extremities lower normal. Cervical flexion was variable between 30 and 40 degrees, but motion was otherwise full in all spheres. Period. She was tender at the right paracervical musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left or in the midline. The rest of that is normal. Thoracic is normal, lumbosacral. She sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but axially flexed to 65 degrees, complaining of tenderness. Period. Extension, bilateral rotation, and side bending were accomplished fully. Period. She had mild tenderness to palpation, but the sacroiliac joints bilaterally, but not in the other listed locations. Supine straight leg raise maneuvers at 80 degrees bilaterally. Elicited only low back tenderness without reticular complaints. Period. She did have positive axial loading and torn torsion maneuvers for symptom magnification. Period. Impressions. On 12/17/21, Nikila Serrano was standing in the playground at work when she was struck from behind by a child on a bicycle. Period. This caused her to fall without hitting her head or experiencing loss of consciousness. Period. Obviously, it was simply from a standing height. That was not elevated. Period. She was seen in occupational health and diagnosed with soft tissue injuries. Period. She was treated with medications and activity modification. Period. She also had x-rays. Period. Eventually, she was seen orthopedically by Dr. Zook. Period. She had a lumbar MRI on 3/14/22 and a cervical MRI on 4/11/22 to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. She then was seen neurosurgically by Dr. De La Soto. Pre-flexion extension x-rays of both regions were unimpressive. Percy then had an EMG by Dr. Youssef of the lower extremities that was normal. Pretty paragraph, the current examination found there to be variable mobility about the cervical and lumbar spine. Percy's Burling's maneuver was negative, and neural tension signs were negative for the lower back. She had full range of motion of the arms and intact strength. Period. In paragraph, there is 3.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back. Period. There is 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the cervical spine or right arm. Period. She remains highly functional as seen in her ability to continue to work for the insured in a full duty capacity. Period. She only takes over-the-counter medications for pain on an as-needed basis. Period. And that is the end.